Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Tony. This is Tony.
Gooper, gooper. Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Tony Hearn, and there's no Paulie B this week. He's currently in America, circumnavigating the Grand Canyon, but don't worry, he's back next week and all will be resumed as normal. Got some great music for you this week, but I'll give you more information after our first song, which is by a band called Broken Aris. This song is called Felix.
This is Tony.
Here's Tony.
So that was Broken Aris and a band called Felix. You can find more information about them at their MySpace page, which is myspace.com/Broken Aris. You're listening to the Robbie Allen Band underneath me now. Yes, I am also doing a great job with the bed, as well as doing a show on my own. All the music this week is from a new compilation from TNS Records. We've featured TNS Records quite a bit over the past couple of years, but they've just released Volume 3. Called These Troublesome Thinkers, and we got a copy in the post. Two CD, 44 tracks I think it was. I've picked my favourite 8 from it, and it wasn't very difficult. They're all cracking tracks, so you really should try and check it out. For more information, go to tnsrecords.co.uk. You can pre-order it there if it's not already available. We've had it a couple of weeks now. I think it might be available. So go to tnsrecords.co.uk for more information. TNS Records features a lot of punk, just more the ska side of it, but also just straight out punk as well. Most of this week's tracks are only 2 minutes long, just how I like it. Hopefully you enjoy it too. So let's get on with the next track. This is by a band called Random Hand, and this is called Tales of Intervention.
Tales of intervention coming from the sky illuminate the rubble on the land. We are not our leaders, so then tell me why am I seated at the passport in my hand? They can't make distinctions in their commands. Civilians from foreign lands, knowing millions reject the plans to launch offensives. We all reject the actions. I even know they know we're not to blame. So why is there that hint of shame? We're ambassadors to no one. We're just people on the move. And borders don't mean anything when people can't connect. And we have the to prove.
Blame on love.
Random Hand, Tales of Intervention. You can find out more from them at facebook.com/randomhand. Again, that's from the TNS compilation. You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us now. Thanks again to me for doing a spiffing job of the beds. So, Facebook time. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment on our wall and like our page. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, and leave a comment on our wall. We'll read them out. If you're not on Facebook, you're more of the Google Plus persuasion, well, we can cover that too. gplus.2/punkyradio. Again, add us to your magical circle of something or other, and add a post to our something or other, and we'll read it out, or something or other. But back to Facebook. Thanks for everyone who's left a comment this past week. I'm going to read out the last two or three that we've had, and here we go. So, from Timo Schmidt, who says, apparently Podcast Alley decided I'm not worthy of voting. No confirmation link received. So Facebook it is. Don't forget, everyone, we're not on Podcast Alley anymore. We're on there, but we're not checking it. We don't care. It's broken, it's forked. We don't care anymore. So thanks for trying to vote. If you do vote, please, thank you, but we're not going to check it anymore. So back to Timo, who says, hi, my favourite and only English podcasters I'm listening to. Thought I'd show you a few lines, as in 7 days I shall be attempting another use of the mighty Antwerp Ring Road. Which way round? Only time will tell. Good luck, Timo. It's a bastard of a road. I also happen to be a bit back on episodes. Currently listening to the August 2011 ones. How did that happen? What the hell have you been doing, Timo? God, we do this every week. Anyways, keep up the good work and looking forward to being in the Queen's country soon again. Fading music, Sex Pistols, God Save the Queen. All the best, Timo / The Grinch. Thanks, Timo. Good to hear from you and good luck with the Antwerp Ring Road. A Goopa Goopa, this one's from Emma Bowditch, who's a long time listener. A Goopa Goopa, been a very long time. Christ knows if either of you remember me. Of course we do, Emma. From Bishop Stortford, if I remember correctly. I was an avid listener back in the day of 05-06, I think. Anyway, started listening again from the 27th of Feb show. And so far, I'm wondering why I stopped listening. Yeah, so are we. Amazing new bands and old ones I'm hearing, and the usual crazy stories of what Paulie gets up to each week. Great to be listening again. Always listening. Keep up the great work, guys. Yeah. The crazy stuff Paulie gets up to. What about my mundane, boring work life and my house renovations? No one mentions that, do they? Limousine's been in touch. Limousine say, hey Pauline, Tony, and the wonderful Punky Radio. Been catching up on some punkies and just heard Limousine's Hotel TV. Big thanks. The show rocked, especially The Exciters, Durellas, and the OK Monics. You're not wrong. Thank you very much, Limousine. And the weekly response to last week's show from Fatboy, who says about last week's show, not sure about Dactyl Nightmare. Ah, made up for it with Authority Zero. Must look into them. Very bad religion-y, which is never a bad thing. And Simon not responded saying check them out, Authority Zero on Concrete Jungle Records. Thanks very much. Hope you enjoyed last week's show, and Fatboy, many happy returns to your good self. I do believe you're 40 now, so happy birthday, sir. But on with the next track now. This is a track again from the TNS Records compilation. Noticing the theme yet? This is by a band called Sense of Urgency. This is called This Decay. Drop it out!
Upside Downer.
So that was Sense of Urgency and This Decay. You can find out more information about them at reverbnation.com/Sense of Urgency 1. That's the number one, and no spaces or hyphens or anything like that. You're listening to Dizzors underneath us now. Thanks again to me for just for doing such a great job of the beds and not so great job of the talking. So this part of the show where we talk about what happened in the past week. Paul's in America, he's having a whale of a time. I'm here and doing bits and pieces. Two things of note. One thing I probably should have mentioned in the previous section concerns Facebook. I found some old videos out last week that I've put on our Facebook page, which you can visit, facebook.com/punkyradio. The videos recorded from when me and Paul used to be in a band called The Chavs. A bit of history on that. When me and Paul both lived in Mansfield, separately of course, nothing dodgy going on, Paul used to put on gigs every 2 or 3 months, maybe even twice a year, and they'd feature generally local bands, 2 or 3 bands, maybe sometimes some further away. We had Devish Presley play, The Screechers, Wonk Unit played once, but every time he'd do one, The Chavs would open. Chavs was a band he formed featuring members from local bands. I played in the 3rd or 4th iteration of The Chavs, and we got a couple of performances recorded during Block Party 6 and 7. 7 was the last one, I think. So they're up there. You can enjoy such nonsense like Wild Thing, Too Drunk to Fuck, Blister in the Sun, and a cover of Fuck Off Status Quo, which is a cover of a King Kurt song, which is also then a piss take of a Status Quo song. Now, I put these videos on YouTube, in case I didn't know if you could put them straight on Facebook, so I put them on the YouTube and linked to them from our Facebook page. Now, the Status Quo page has been rather busy. Seems that some guy has posted a comment, he does not like that track, or he's not very happy about that at all. And clicking on his page indicates the reason for that is that he's in a Status Quo cover band himself. And he just is not happy. I don't think Status Quo fans have the biggest sense of humour, judging by him. But for each to their own. I've watched his version of the song, and I'm better guitarist than he is, and better looking, and the song's better. So tough shit. Ha ha, I rule, you suck. And then the other thing happened this week is that we finally destroyed the hell out of the bathroom in the house. Had a rather disturbing situation when we found some unused condoms under the bath, which I suppose is actually a better situation than finding used condoms under the bath. But I was just very confused as to why, when someone was obviously fitting the bath, they felt the need to take condoms with them. I don't know. Did he think maybe he was be caught short later on? Maybe he was like befitting the bath and then think, ooh, fancy a shag. And then get, I don't know. I don't understand it. It was just a bit freaky. And further examination, it was a pack of 3, all unused, but unfortunately all out of date. So I can't even make a quid back from selling them. I'm that tight, I would have done it. On with the next tracks now. We're going to play 2 tracks back to back now, as is our want in this part of the show. You will be hearing the Dangerous Aces, but first up is a band called Braindead. You can find out more information about this band at braindead666.com. It's yet again another track from this TNS compilation. This track is called To This Day.
Down.
A wank stain on the duvet of society.
Nice. That was the Dangerous Aces and Endless Bullshit. You can find out more information about them at thedangerousaces.co.uk. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us now. Thanks again for me, bedmeister that I am. I hope you're liking music this week. I love it. I think all 8 tracks, I really like it. In fact, there's must have been 15, 20 tracks that I've chosen, and I got it down to 8 in the end. But so hopefully you like it. It doesn't fuck about. It is a great compilation CD. Do check it out. TNSRecords.co.uk. Right, so it's that time of the show when I must say on my own, it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide. Gig. This week, I've only got the usual this week. It's the 12 Bar Club. It's still on Denmark Street. It's still in London. It's still a great place. Do check it out if you are wanting a gig. If midweek, they have gigs on every night, so do check them out. As always, I'm going to read the weekend's gigs. So from Friday to Sunday. So here we go. Friday the 30th of March, Georgie Fisher, The Delta Jacks, Tricks of the Gods, The Crossfire Hurricanes, and Danny Fontaine and the Horns of Fury. It's a Juanita Moonshine Promotions night, and she says it presents Bamalam at the 12 Bar. Should be a great night, and it is £6. And Saturday night, 31st of March, Viva Las Vegas, The Eyelids, The Arousers, The Love Me Tenders, and more to be announced. It's a London call-in night, so it carries the official Punky Radio seal of approval. And again, it's only £6. Check it out, lots of bands. And finally, Sunday, 1st of April, Dirk Hamilton and Amorma. It's £6 for that as well. So it's a 666 12 Bar special. And that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide. Ooh! So, on with the next track. This is a band called The Liabilities, and the track's called Goo.
Goo.
Snickerdoddles.
That was the Liabilities and Goo. You can find out more information about them by going to facebook.com/the.liabilities. That's LIABILITIES. You're listening to Surfing Caramba right now, thanks to me, Tony Hearn, for doing such a spiffingly good job of the beds this week. So this part of the show, we normally talk about what's going to happen over the next week. Frankly, nothing much is going to happen the next week. I've got a few house bits going on. We finally kind of finalised who's doing what in the house. We've got the guy booked in for the loft work, the electrician and the plumber are more or less now booked in. So hopefully, end of April, shit should start happening. So that should be good, but I'll know more in the next couple of weeks. I'll keep you all informed of that, don't worry about it. So I'm stuck for kind of what to do in this section. So I'm going to briefly do a movie section. I spend a lot of my time watching movies when I'm not working or doing the house. So last time I did a Tony special, I talked about movies I'd just watched. So I'm going to do the same and also kind of look forward to a few of the films that come up this year, and I'll keep it brief. I don't want to go off track. And let's face it, this is Punky Radio, not movie radio, obviously. So, a few films we watched recently. First up, we watched Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, featuring Gary Oldman and some other blokes. That was boring. Might well be Oscar nominated, and probably is a very good film. Might have been a very good book, but fuck me, was it boring. Boring. I think Steph walked off halfway through it and just started reading a book. It was dull. If you like dull films, go and watch it. It's probably very good for dull book reading types. But anyway, not for me. We also watched The Infidel. Relatively old, a few years old now. It's written by David Baddiel and stars Omid Djalili. It's alright. Not great. I was a big fan of David Baddiel back when the May Whitehouse Experience was on in the 90s. And when he worked with Rob Newman, but this is just crap. I think I'm being a bit over generous with it. It's rubbish. Don't go see it. It's crap. And also, we watched it was on telly recently, the Twilight film, the Twilight and the sequel New Moon, vampires sparkle in the daylight. Yeah, that's crap. Don't watch that. Watched Green Lantern. That was pants. And an odd one that I watched recently, Star Wars Revisited. Some bloke has decided to redo Star Wars or some of the effect shots in it to make it perfect. It's kind of relatively interesting, but you do have to wonder why they bothered. But worth a watch. You can download it for free, I think, if you Google Star Wars Revisited. He's currently working on Empire Strikes Back. If you're a Star Wars geek, which I am, then it might be interesting to you. Who knows? Rest of the year, I'm a bit of a superhero fan, so I'm looking forward to The Avengers that's coming out in May. That should be great. Directed by Joss Whedon. Big fan of Buffy Vampire Slayer and Firefly, so that should be good. Obviously, the Batman 3 is coming out, Dark Knight Rises, that should be great. Amazing Spider-Man's coming out, I'm not so sure. It's a reboot, they're redoing the origin story, but might be worth interesting. Some of the Sam Raimi films were okay, but we'll see what this one's like. If it might be good, might just make me think, why did they bother? Films I will be avoiding though this year, Piranha 3DD. Yeah, that's really the title, not bothered about that. And Men in Black 3, the second one was pretty pants, I'm not too fussed. So that was my very brief movie section, my own particular brand of movie reviewing, short and to the point, hopefully. I don't know. So let's go on to the next track, which is by a band called Almeida. This is a song called Kinslayer. That was Almeida and Kinslayer. That's, you can find out more information about them by going to almeidaband.co.uk. That's A-L-M-E-I-D-A band.co.uk. You're listening to the Rich Morton Sound now. Thanks again to me for doing such a great job of the beds this week. So in this section, normally Paul asks me a question to which I hopefully will respond, yes, I do have a twat. Unfortunately, no, I do not have a twat. No is a twat this week. No emails at all concerning the twats of the world. Hard to believe, isn't it? 2012, maybe it's a twatless world we live in. I certainly don't think it is. So if you do have a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. It's 2012, it is the year of the twat. If all things are correct in the world, I should be surfing on a tsunami of twats all year long. I'm not, I'm just sat here on my chair, twatless. And I don't want to put too much pressure on it, but it's your fault. But, so there you go. So do email me your twat now, or twats received with thanks. Email me now. So as always, I will default to a bit of information. So don't forget, you can listen to us on several different internet radio stations, and they are hussyskunk.com. We're on 3 times a week at different times. When we're not on, other great shows and songs, it's all free to listen to. Do tune in. It's a great station, as are all the stations we're featured on. Obviously, they feature us. We're also on the Internet's Talk Superstation. That is talksuperstation.com. It's primarily a talk radio station, but we're on Friday nights, late, midnight EST. And we're also on Pudunk, that's at Pudunk Radio, PudunkRadio.com, where we're on Monday 4 p.m. Central Time. Again, we're on other great music and great shows, so please do check them out. And while you're checking them out, you know what you could possibly be doing as well? Is leaving us a review at iTunes. Oh yes, if you're not going to email me twat, you can at least do me a review. Go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. You'll be swiftly taken away to our iTunes page on the music store, where you can review us. You need a iTunes account to log in, so log in with your iTunes account, review us, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read it on the show. It's all free, and a few reviews help move us up the featured rankings of iTunes. And literally only a handful of reviews do make a massive amount of difference, so you are doing us a favour by doing it. So we'll read out your review if you do so. If you're not in the UK or the US, we won't see your review, so please do email it to me, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll make a point to feature it on the show. Thank you very much. So the last track now, so this is song 8 from this TNS compilation called These Troublesome Thinkers. It's actually 42 tracks now, looking at the cover. Sorry, I said 44 before. 42 tracks of underground punk, and judging by the cover, someone likes dogs. It is a great album, and it does serve as a good introduction to some of the great bands that TNS can introduce you to. So do check it out. TNSRecords.co.uk. I'll speak to you a little bit more afterwards about it. But for now, this is The Dead Class and Pulse and a Heartache.
Some mistake. Hey, stab me to the heart again. Hey, stab me to the heart again. Hey, stab me to the heart again. Stab me to the heart again. Yeah, yeah. Stab me to the heart again. Must be some mistake. Hey, 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 hey. Stab me to the heart again. Hey, hey, hey.
was the Dead Class and Pulse and a Heartache. You can find out more information about them by going to deadclass.com. That is it for the TNS Volume 3 special. This really is a great album. These Troublesome Thinkers, I don't know how much it is, but please do go to tnsrecords.co.uk to find out more information, and let us know what you think as well. Email me and Tony at punkyradio.com. We think you've liked music this week. I've really enjoyed it. It's been a bit of a shorter show as normal, I think, but each track has been, well, the shortest track has been 45 seconds, most of them 1 to 2 minutes, a couple slightly over, some one might have touched 3 minutes, but the kind of music I like, generally if a song is over 3 minutes I tend to get a nosebleed, so hopefully you're with me on that. But if not, next week normal service will be resumed. Paulie B is back as normal, so I think next week's show should be on Tuesday as usual. Thanks for listening, thanks for keeping with me. Hopefully you've enjoyed it. I've kind of enjoyed it. It's always weird doing it on my own, and I'll be glad to see Paul back. Thanks for listening, speak to you next week. And finally, one last thing to say, a poog, a poog.